This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, no stranger to the Q&A show, no stranger to my life is a man named Jason Justice. I call him Double J. Double J, welcome back to the Q&A with Koloff.
What is up, my brother?
Well, hey, it is always good to talk with you, and I'm excited because I have no clue what you're going to ask me today, but all that said, just for our listeners out there, tell them a little bit about Double J, like where you living, what are you doing, what have you done, just real quick.
Gotcha. Double J, Jason Justice, 46 years old, Easley, South Carolina, former professional wrestler in my own mind.
Come on.
Yeah. So, long story short, went down a dark road in my life, got addicted to drugs. God found me. He was never lost. He found me. And since then, I made a trip to Man Camp, which totally changed my life and turned my whole direction another way. And now I've been called to prison ministry. And what God first called it to is really... He's really expanding more on it now versus just walking into a prison. And but I'm following the process. A good friend of mine told me to trust the process. And so that's what I'm doing. And so going forward, I do a lot of ministry on the side. I do speaking engagements, youth retreats with a good friend of mine, Chad Lale and Casey Cage. And that's about it, man. I mean, I just try to go where God wants me to be.
Well, that's a broad story in a very condensed moment of time. But let's do this because I know even recently we talked. You even felt like you were being led to get involved in helping others come off drugs and rehabilitate and back into society and that sort of thing. But before we get there, I think there's a curiosity. You mentioned professional wrestling in your own mind, but I do know you had a career. What was the length of your career in professional wrestling? From when to when?
I started in 1997, and I wrapped it up pretty permanently around 2008.
Okay, around
minus a couple of months span or a spot here and there after that, but. For the full-time aspect of it, it was about 2008.
Gotcha. What we would call a little spot show here, a special guest appearance on your part. And for those who don't know, Double J is a big man. Kind of reminds me of I'll relate him to a Bam Bam Bigelow is the name that comes to mind, actually, minus the tattooed head. But all that said, so who would have been, for our listeners out there, drop a couple names, eavesdrop a couple names here and who you might have been in the ring with that they would know?
Well, I can tell you that AJ Styles had his very first tag team match against me and my other partner.
And he survived. Yeah, because you're a big man.
He's doing well from the rumors.
Okay. Yeah, AJ's done okay for himself. You may have been the catalyst for his success. You know, I think AJ should give you some credit there. So,
well, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. He has given me credit. Surprise! I mean, to my surprise, I didn't expect him to even mention me, but he's mentioned me several times. you know, in his backstory. So, I mean, I'm grateful for that.
Good.
You know, he don't forget where he comes from.
Give credit to where credit's due, right?
Right.
Good for AJ. And I know AJ, just a real quick side story on AJ, when TNA first launched, and I was in Nashville doing Bible studies before their Wednesday night live pay-per-views. You know, they were doing them live every Wednesday night when they first started. And I was down there doing Bible studies. AJ attended every one of my Bible studies and had a lot of great questions that he asked way back when. And so kind of a cool side story there. Okay, AJ Styles, who, real quick, one or two others that somebody might recognize?
I done some spot shows with WCW. Had Ric Flair bust my lip one day.
Well, there's that's a claim to fame. Come on. You wouldn't be the first lip he busted, but there you go. So
right. Everybody was like, why didn't you say something? I said, dude, he's Ric Flair. You get me?
Yeah, right. Right. He didn't bust my lip, but he did bust my head one time, and he chopped my chest into oblivion. But anyway, so... Well, so you had a great career in wrestling, and then as you say, you transitioned. You of course, you know, as you mentioned, Man Camp, and you know that others have heard me speak of that quite often. And if you're listening out there, and you want whether you're the wife of some husband or the girlfriend of some boyfriend, and would like to see a life change, then certainly go to Koloff.net as well. And click the link on Man Camp and learn more about that. We do one in the spring, one in the fall. Life-changing for Jason Justice, Double J. Of course, you've come back and staffed them events before and been a part of these camps, serving on the other end of it. And we're grateful that you do that as well. And now the Lord has birthed a vision for you for ministry, prison ministry, and as we mentioned, even you know, working with others to come off drugs and perhaps drinking and all that sort of thing, and just get back into society, functioning in society, right? So what's the name, Jay? What's the name? What God give you a name for the ministry?
He has given me Kingdom 33.
Kingdom 33, and you want to give a quick explanation of that?
Absolutely. At one point, I was in a drug rehab. It was a faith-based drug rehab, and God started making the number 33 very bold to me at that time. And at the time, I didn't understand what he was doing. I had no idea why I was having to remember that number. But over a period of time, that number kept sticking out. And so I started, God started revealing things to me that when this started happening, it was exactly 33 years from the day that my mother passed away that I decided to get my life right. My mother was 33 years old when she passed away. Jesus was 33 whenever he was crucified. So the number 33 just was ingrained in me. And as I started seeking God for a verse, the lead verse for my ministry is Matthew 6:33. So, it all kind of just welded itself together. And what I thought was just going to be a prison ministry, God has really started to expand towards youth, towards, you know, addiction. And, you know, I've got a very big heart for the addicted, because I was one of those people.
Yeah.
And I can empathize on knowing how it feels like you can just not quit. I'm going to die. I remember at one time, Nick, I would be shooting drugs in my veins and praying to God before I did it not to take me now.
Mm.
So I know the struggle, and I know what it's like, and I want to be able to give somebody, if it's only one person, just a beacon of light that, you know, there's hope.
Yeah.
And hope has a name, and his name is Jesus.
Mm.
You know, and that's what I want.
That's good. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all
Amen.
These other things will be added unto you. Well, that's powerful, powerful story. Well, let's transition into, you got a couple questions for me today that you'd like to ask?
I do. I've got three, possibly four.
Okay.
And they're more of an opinionated questions.
Okay.
Questions nonetheless.
Everyone has an opinion. You know that, right? So anyway, go ahead.
All right, so the first one is, if you could be any character inside the Bible, outside of Jesus or God, who would it be and why?
Man, wow, you got me to, I got to put my thinking cap on that one. You know, I'm just going to, boy, there's a lot of good choices for real. And but the first one that just popped in my head was the Apostle Paul. Yeah, I think it would be fun to be Apostle Paul. I actually played Jesus in an Easter production like back in the, not long after I gave my life to Christ, back in the mid-90s, believe it or not. Oh, wow. And then for a couple different years. And I played the Roman soldier prior to that, and so I got to whip Jesus, and then I got whipped, you know, a couple years later, and then played Jesus again over in Singapore for some dramas we did for folks over in Singapore. And but all that to say, the Apostle Paul, his name popped in my head first, so I'm going to have to roll with Apostle Paul. And when you said why, the other part was why, well, I guess he became a spiritual heavyweight, right? And he's an illustration of, you know, someone who was out there trying to murder Christians and capture Christians and bring them in for justice, so to speak. And then he got knocked off his high horse and radically changed. And certainly I can somewhat relate to that, as I got, you know, got down off of my high horse as a world champion professional wrestler and surrendered my life to Christ in 17 October 1993. And then since then, I've actually made trips to just recently noted well over 30 different countries and or territories now. That's expanded to, I think, over 35 or 6 or 7 now, actually, when we counted them all up. So anyway, and I've gone back to many places, like Paul was pioneering as an apostle, churches and birthing churches, but I have gone back to a number of many churches over and over and over again as they've invited me in. So there's my answer, Paul, the Apostle Paul.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Good, good, good. All right, let's go to number two then. Do you think that it is possible to maintain a healthy relationship or walk with Christ in the midst of the pro wrestling business?
Whoo, well, we talked about AJ Styles. There's a couple other names, Tully Blanchard, Sting, you know, that come to mind. That here's the interesting thing, Jay, is people will ask me, does Sting still, is he still serving God? You know, because, right, he's in a very dark industry, right? As we all know, professional wrestling is somewhat considered to be a darker industry because of what they produce, the shows that they produce. But, you know, somebody's got to be salt and light of the earth. And my response is, you know, and knowing Steve, that he is still solid in his walk. Tully, solid in his walk. You know, some don't even know, I'm sure, that Tully is on staff at John Hagee's church out in San Antonio, who heads up their prison ministry, actually. And Tully's ministered in over 2,000 prisons to date. And so still has a solid walk. From what I understand, AJ still has a solid walk. And it's difficult. It's difficult. But if you're very grounded and you got good people around you holding you accountable, because as many might be aware of, everything is at your fingertips when you're, you know, a superstar, right? Or an athlete, or you know, professional wrestler, football player, rock and roll star. I mean, it's all right there. Drugs, alcohol, women. I mean, it's all at your disposal. And so very challenging, but yet to answer the question, yeah, it's possible. But in my estimation, you got to make sure you are surrounded and held accountable, closely accountable to what I call battle buddies and spiritual leaders, spiritual accountability partners. So that's how I would address that question.
That's good. That was kind of pretty much my view on that myself.
Yep.
So moving on to three, what, if any, is your long-term vision for Man Camp or your Man Camp ministry?
The Man Camp ministry. So as we mentioned, we do one in the spring, one in the fall presently. Others have asked, are you going to do others or can you do it in other places? And potentially, yes, as the Lord might grow and expand that. Presently, I'm very satisfied with the one in the spring and the one in the fall without overextending myself and everything else that I'm doing beyond writing more books and producing radio shows and podcasts and television shows and conferences and preaching on Sundays and showing up at autograph signings. And so I got a lot that I'm involved in and certainly open to doing more camps, perhaps sometime down the road in the future. I've even been asked about doing camps for teenagers and even entertain the idea of doing a camp for 13 to 18 year olds in addition to, because currently right now you have to be 18 or older to attend Man Camp. And perhaps the Lord would expand it into where we could minister to those young men and hopefully or potentially avoid them having to go down a path, that, as you testified, that would lead into some type of an addiction or something else. And so that's always a possibility. But for now, Lex Luger and I and others like yourself and others that staff these camp experiences will limit it to the spring and fall. And in Georgia, Royston, Georgia, where it's really set up for us to do what we need to do there at Camp Little Light, and Jerome Stratton, who hosts us there. Potentially we could take it other places or take it around the world, but we'll see if God expands it and takes it to that level.
Amen.
Yep. That's it.
All right. I have a final question if we got time.
We have time for you. Come on.
All right. So you and I have spoken a lot about this next question. And the one thing I didn't ask you was, what do you think the leading reason for divorce is today?
The leading reason for divorce. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the word self-centered. Is that two words or one? I don't know. Maybe, I guess technically that might be two, maybe a hyphen in the middle or whatever. Anyway, English was never my strong suit. However.
Yeah, well, you're Russian, of course.
It's right. I'm still learning English, actually. That's right. I'm still being tutored now by you. But
right.
Self-centeredness is the first words that come to mind. Self-centeredness that in my experience and hearing many, 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 many stories, and even in my own life, people being so self-centered that, because I've heard a lot of in the past, I'm not happy. I don't want to be married to you anymore. I want a divorce. So it's a lot of I's right. Involved there. Right. And, the word humility doesn't come into play when you hear a lot of I's. And so it's all kind of centered on self. Here's what I want for myself. I'm not happy with you. Because my pastor one time, Jay Stewart, I never forgot him saying this. You can change marriages. You can change jobs. You can change cities, move to another city. You can change homes, buy another home. You can buy another car. You can change a lot of things. But at the end of the day, it seems like what it, the one element missing is a heart change. That it really comes down to a heart change. That if your heart shifts and changes, you don't even need all those other things. And so when it comes to marriage, that seems to me to be at the core of there. And there's certainly probably there's many other things we could expand that to. But if someone truly would humble themselves and recognize and say, okay, this marriage is not about me. It, one, first and foremost, it's about God. It's about Jesus. It's about illustrating the bride and the bridegroom. Jesus being the bridegroom, we being the bride. It's an earthly illustration of what that spiritual relationship should look like. And man, if we're prideful and selfish and in that relationship, that doesn't tend too well either. That can create a lot of problems as well, right? So even in our relationship with the bridegroom, Jesus, we have to really walk with a lot of humility, put him before us and not us before him, or at least we should. And the same in an earthly marriage. We should really think about the interest of the other first. But instead, I'm going to summarize by saying it seems like we put our own interest ahead of the other, even ahead of the family if there's children involved. Oh, this is what's best for the children. I mean, sounds good on paper, or looks good on paper, but in the end, at the end of the day, never seems to work out well for the children either. And even though right. that quote, this is what's best for the children. So anyway, that's my reply to that. There's so much more we could potentially probably talk about, but I'm going to leave it right there for now. So,
hey, I couldn't agree more. Just from my own experiences, God wasn't at the head. If God's not at the head, and you don't have that heart change you spoke about, I don't believe nothing's
going to
work.
Well, and I'll say this real quick. Let me just add this real quick. And it takes two, right? It takes two to dance, you know, and it takes two willing parties in a marriage, you know. Again, something I've heard in the past was, you can't force me to stay with you. Well, you're right. Nor do I want to force you to stay with me. I want you to willingly want to stay with me, right? And so it does take two. You can't force another to stay in a marriage or anything else. You know, you have to have two willing parties that want to work through whatever difficulties in life. Look, marriage is hard. Marriage is tough. Marriage is difficult. And so you just have to have two unselfish, willing parties that want to make it work through all of the challenges of marriage and parenting and everything else. So great questions today, Double J. I appreciate you being on Q&A with Koloff.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate you having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Likewise. Well, we'll see you again somewhere down the road. God bless you. And thank you for dialing in to another episode of Q&A.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare.
And I am extending a personal invitation to you to join me December 27th, 2023 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Go to biblical-journeys.com for more information.
This is the Truth Network.